Wait, you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Today I'm breaking up with my boyfriend. The verdict is in. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm breaking up with him because he don't want to give me his Instagram password. I don't give a fuck what nobody has to say about it, because if you have the key to my house, if you are eating up my food, if you are using my car, and you with me 24/7 that you claim, and all this and the third, you claim you don't really got time to mess with nobody, blah 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 blah. But yet you was blowing up my DMs. And I'm asking you for your Instagram password, and you talking about some, you just want to be in my life. And you really fighting hard to keep that Instagram password, baby. You can have it. One thing about it, it's Friday. I have a date Saturday.
Period. Not with him.
Set up, planned. I'm ready to go, baby. I'm ready to be outside. Please, please, please. Keep your password. Your belongings are coming. And give me what belongs to me. Give me my key. Give me all of it, baby. Because at the end of the day, keep it.
She is not playing with his ass. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode, another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
What up, Dory?
Nothing.
What you thought about what angry mommy had to say there about her man's Instagram password?
I don't understand why she wants it so bad.
She had shit packed in the back seat. Like, baby, come get your shit.
I just don't understand why she wanted it so bad.
I don't understand why it was a deal breaker.
Why, what do you want to see there? And if you think that he's cheating on you, then it's like you already don't trust him. The best thing she can do is actually that, break up and move on.
She want to see what she already suspects. So you want to see.
She wants confirmation. So, she wants to break her own heart. So
you can cry and stay? What's the end goal? Are you leaving him if you find it? Are you just going, you going to fight, cry, and stay? Because those are the stages, right, that we go through. We fight, then we cry, and then we end up staying anyway. So what's the point?
Right.
Homegirl, just leave him alone.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You probably did him fucking favor.
Yeah, right. She's doing herself a favor. She's not going to deal with that bullshit.
Don't deal with that bullshit, this bullshit, no one's bullshit. What is going on? I feel like we've been gone for like 2 or 3 weeks or so.
Sorry about that, you guys. But, yeah,
apologies.
Life, just be lifing.
As always. What's going on, Dory? How are you?
I'm good. I actually had a great freaking day. I can't even complain about the day that I had.
Yeah. That's good. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful day out.
It is.
I feel like now that, seasonal depression, that winter depression that everyone's been going through, now they're like,
it's gonna go.
Now we're defrosting. The sun is out. Now, we're feeling good. We're getting our vitamin D in.
Yeah, that little trip to the beach yesterday was awesome.
It was beautiful. I love the beach. I love the water.
Right.
I don't even have to get in it because, I don't trust up north water. I don't trust United States water. But it's beautiful just being by. It's something so peaceful and so relaxing about the beach.
Right. I think it's because it's so big that it reminds you that you're small and that your problems are also small. Mm-hmm. Shit, it's like therapy in here right now, baby.
Right? That's how good we feeling right now. That's how good we're feeling, damn it. I can smell the summer around the corner. I can smell the bad decisions and regrets just around the corner.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I plan on making some bad decisions.
And what has over been the different? Summer. Wow. Any other time? You don't let the fucking winter stop you.
I suppose. But bad decisions in the summer are always better.
Always.
They're always better because most of the time they're outside. So it always leaves like this imprint, you know, and you'll remember it forever because it was you were probably having the most fun.
The best memories that I would say I have all took place during the summer. As a child, as a teen, as an adult, all summer, like, memories with the people closest to me at the time.
See?
All summer. No one would be like, great. I don't have any great winter stories. Like, what the fuck? I'm indoors. I'm a bear.
I have a couple of, like, good winter ones, but summer's where it's at.
Yeah. Spring. Summer in New York is different.
Yeah, it really is.
Summer in New York but is different. But you know
what? I'm not ready for summer in New York anymore.
Oh,
I'm
no, yeah, we're it. Past that.
Yeah, we are so...
Summer in New York now is war zone.
I know.
It's not any see, fun.
It's out for like... So like for my daughter. But and then it's just like New York is just so gross that it's just like...
It is. And I feel so bad saying that because we're like diehard New Yorkers, like Bronxites.
Yeah,
but
for real.
It's so bad to say. Like, it's just so nasty.
I know.
And I'm like, was it always that bad and nasty, or is it now because we're adults, like we get to really see it?
No, I think it's, I think it has gotten so bad.
It's gotten bad. It's gotten really bad.
Yeah, it's gotten real bad. Yo, did you see the video of that giant rat, Master Splinter?
Every time I see a video of New York, it always includes a damn rat because they don't mind their damn business. The rats are the Karens of, like, New York. That's They're everywhere. Crazy.
Yo, no, but this one was mad big. I had never seen it one was so bad. Big. I was like,
I told you my theory as to why I would die. So big. Oh, I would die, too. I think it's because they inject a lot of shit into our food nowadays.
And they add a lot of our leftovers.
MSG and all that stuff. And rats, they eat the food that we eat. They go through the trash, the garbage, and they eat the food that we eat. So this is why they're so enormous now. It's scary.
It is. Give it another 10 years or 20 years, they're going to be trying to holler at you on the platform.
Yo, ma, you look as a big ass rat there with a Yankee fitted and Tim's. Like, yo, what?
Yo, imagine that shit. I fitted in Tim's. Fucking hilarious.
Because that's the New York starter pack. Like, Tim's a Yankee fitted. Shit. And a white tee.
For real.
And for a little razzle dazzle, a button down. Like,
yeah. No, I think no button down, like a cigarette on his ear or something.
Oh, God.
That was it for me. When I was like 18. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly who I dated. That is exactly who I
That's
dated
exactly
at the time.
That's exactly the type of man
That was my man at then.
That is so funny. That nigga lived. For me, it was a man with braids. Oh, God, Jesus. Don't judge me, guys.
My guy had braids.
Yeah, for me, it was men with braids. Definitely Yankee fitted. Definitely Tim's or Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
All white was my favorite. All white Air Force Ones. The long white tees. Oh man, I used to like the way Harlem niggas used to dress, like Dipset in them. Ooh! Oh, I used to love it. Now
look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Now they that guy would try to talk to you, and you would say what?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be into men like that. No, now I'm gray sweats, a white tee, but not so big.
Right.
Your size, you right. know?
Yeah, because that oversized stuff was just, listen, guys, it was not good.
I don't know why I thought that shit was sexy.
It was not good. It was not good. That's why I think that's why I preferred the guy in the tank top and the jeans and the ups and the fitted. Oh, I used to play with his hair, girl. I used to pull his hair.
Okay. All right, enough.
Flashbacks.
What else has been going on? Like, how's the love life? How's Dory's love life? I feel like we haven't updated much on our
love lives.
On our love lives. Not much to tell.
Well, I started seeing this older guy. And it's funny because it wasn't love at first sight. It wasn't that. You know, nothing like that. And I really wasn't gonna, like, try to date him seriously. But then we go on this date. It was a great fucking date. We go back home. It was great fucking sex. It was the fucking, like, it's the best sex that I've had in a while.
So far, two for two.
So it's like, and then he just makes me feel all fuzzy inside. Aww. No.
Why? I'm like, I'm supposed to say that, not you.
No. I don't.
What's up? Is there a butt? Like, is there a problem? Or it's just you trying to.
Me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
It's always me the problem.
Same.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to be like. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. I want to just enjoy the moment.
As you should. You should enjoy the moment.
I just want to enjoy the moment because for the time being, the conversation is great. The sex is great. The dates are fine. And it's just good. Like, he makes me feel so good all the time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love those and then first, like, 3 months.
I know. And then when we're together, it's like, I feel like a trophy because he carries this smile and this pride that he's with me. Mm. And it's such an ego boost, bitch. Like, yes, trophy the fuck out of me. Go ahead, baby. Do it.
I am a trophy wife, damn it.
Like, trophy girl. Go ahead. And, you know, it's like when you have to be tough all the time, it just feels so good for somebody else to be like, I got you.
It's exhausting being tough.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's been a long time. Well, since David, really, that a man has treated me like this. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's.
And that's what you were used to with David.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think maybe that's why it fits. But yeah, it's why I always liked older guys. And then when my husband died, then I didn't want to date anybody older than my age because I was scared. Because I was like, I can't go for the older guy because he's going to die too. It was
also, that was a fear that you already.
It was a fear that I had.
Once David passed.
Yeah. It was a fear that I always had. So, you know, for the past, shout out to my babe because the anniversary was on Saturday, you guys.
Shout out to Dave.
And yeah, no, it was literally like a thing for me.
That's bad. Crazy.
It was.
I don't
bad.
Even think you and I on private time have spoken about that.
We haven't.
We
actually.
Haven't. So we that's have why I'm not. Hearing that for the first time. Like, shit, you really developed that fear after he died, like having yeah. a date older men. Wow. Yep.
And it was you know, like for the last 3 years, it's just been fuck boys, really. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody, you know, my age or even younger. Apparently, I'm a hell of a cougar.
So this is a breath of fresh air for you.
It really is.
Since you've been dating, since Dave's passing.
Yes.
What it's been as to what you're experiencing right now with this guy. Right. You gotta give him a nickname.
Puddin.
Old Bay? Oh, Puddin. All right, so we're gonna call him that. Puddin?
Yeah, that's what I call him.
I was gonna be like Old Bay, but.
No, I call him Puddin.
Okay. So that's cool. That's dope.
You know, he came. I don't know if I should say this.
No, if you don't know whether you should say it, don't say it. We went through
it's
this.
Not, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's.
Keep something for you and him.
Fine. I'm just excited to tell you.
All right. You'll tell me off the mic. Sorry, guys. What's more exciting? See, I used to be excited about the first 3 months with someone. So you realize that you don't even really know anyone even after those 3 months.
Right.
I think I like it more when you're a little more in it and you probably, like, the level where you're finally comfortable with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how it is for you, but it takes me a little bit of time to really be comfortable with someone.
For me, it really depends on the person for me. Because I've. You know, I'm a little butterfly. Like, I talk to everybody and, you know, whatever. That's new as well, because I used to be shy as fuck. And then a lot about me has changed since my husband died. Let's just say that. Like, a lot. I'm a completely different person. And I forgot where I was going with that. So.
So I'm like, you're sociable? Are you less sociable?
Oh, right. We were talking about when you first start.
I remember. Right. I'm like, are you?
So,
because I'm like, for as long as I've known you, you've always been sociable. So did that change?
Now it's more.
Now you're more sociable.
Yeah.
Okay, so but you felt the need to, you were less maybe because you had someone?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he comfortable with you being like that?
No.
Right, so that's what I was getting at.
No.
Because I remember when I was with my ex, he was very introvert. See, I'm introvert now, but he was like super. And then he used to call me a social butterfly. So now I don't consider myself to be a social butterfly.
You're definitely not.
Right. Not compared to what I used to. And most people might think that I am. And I'm really fucking not. Like, no, I'm really not. But I used to be. No, I used to be like everywhere, talking to everybody. I'll spread my energy everywhere.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Especially like when I'm at work. Because it's almost like you have to talk to them. Like you... I think we are the most polite hospital on the planet because we interact with everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Have a good day. Your shoes are nice. Hey, I like that necklace. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I love my job.
Yeah, I think that's so. It's true. Because you have to have, I don't know if it's because you have to have some type of like friendliness, right? Working in the hospital, especially now where you work at, because of the type of people that you're working with, so it's different than regular. Right. They're patients, but they're totally different than regular patients.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? And it took me.
You do have to have like that.
It took me a little bit to really like get that, you know, that they're different. You know, they're normal, but they're different.
But they're also different. They're dealing with different things. That's
right. You know? And it's I don't know. I love my job. I love my job because of many things. But my favorite thing is to interact with the patients. It's my favorite thing. Like, we become homies because some of them are there long term. And we literally be homies.
Yeah, that's a different hospital setting too, as opposed to what we were used to, where it was like different chaos. People come and go.
Right.
And chaos here is just like familiar faces.
Yes. Yes,
that's
exactly.
The difference, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, I guess it feels homey because, you know, you're rotating the same patients and the staff doesn't change either because once you get in there, you don't leave. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's refreshing.
I'm thinking maybe not, something just like came to me. I'm like, maybe, right? Because when I started at the hospital in the Bronx, I was very friendly or whatever. And I'm like, maybe throughout the years, I became somewhat desensitized and kind of detached because being like an emotional person, I didn't want to attach myself to, let's say, like patients. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen them like, you know,
see
pass
them
away,
come and go.
So you kind of like unconsciously probably develop that detachment where it's like, okay, you know, you don't want to become like so cool with them, or you don't just want to like have any type of attachment because, you know, they'll end up leaving or whatever the case may be. I don't know. It just came to me right now.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm happy for you. I'm happy this brand new journey you're going through with this tool, you know.
I know. Let's see how long it lasts, because apparently the last ones have only lasted a few weeks.
Good vibes, good thoughts. And guess what? And if he doesn't last and he goes, you enjoy the experience for what it is now.
Right, because it is great right now.
And send him on his way, right?
It is great right now.
And if it is what it is.
I have no
complaints.
And
that's how you got to take like each, I don't want to say each man, but like each experience, right, with each person. Like it is for what it is for right now. If it blossoms into something beautiful, great. If it doesn't, I enjoy the experience. On your way.
Yep.
And that's kind of like how you deal with goodbyes, I guess.
Damn. Never really goodbye. That see was you come later. Back.
Toxic. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for like
to be soft and feminine.
I'm ready
again.
To be soft. Yeah, man. This thug shit is tiring, yo.
Like, I know.
I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted. I gotta go through life being tough and just being, you know. I'm ready to be in my soft girl era and be who I really am on the inside.
Aw, you're going to be mushy. So mushy. That's going to be soft a really mushy. Big adjustment for the people that have known you forever.
Maybe. I don't know. Yo, you know, my mom has said that to me. She'll be like, you know, like how do, she'll be like how do men deal with you? Like, how do guys deal with you? Because I don't get in depth like with my mom, like, about guys, mm-hmm. right? Because my mom, she's very traditional in the sense that, like, I can't talk to her about every single guy I talk to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if I have a specific question, I always put it out. Like, it's someone else or, you know, just because I'm just accustomed to not sharing everything with her when it comes to men. So if I do ask her something about someone specific and she want to know more, and she's always, like, she thinks I'm so, like, hard and so, you know, like, difficult. She thinks I'm difficult. Mm-hmm. She'll be like, how the fuck they deal with you? Like, how they deal with you with this hard, like, shit that you put in and shit like that? And I'm like, mom, like, I know when the fuck to be soft, when I need to be soft and when I need to be, you know. She knows. Mom has seen me in relationships. She knows, like, how I can be. So, my last ex used to call my mom, like, fucking complain about me. What the fuck are you complaining about? Like,
do you think
you're telling my mom about me? Nigga, shit. Hang up that phone.
Do you think that as you get older, your mom thinks that you're even more difficult? I think my mom thinks that.
I don't. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have that conversation with her. My mom just wants to see me happy. You know what I mean? And she's very different. Like I said, she's traditional. So with her, it's like, I should have already been married, settled down, and had like 4 kids by now. You know what I mean?
She wanted you to have my life?
Yeah. She right. She thinks that I should have been like that. And I'm not saying that I was always against that, but I just, the men that I were with, experience I had with them, relationship I had with them, it just didn't work out that way. And my mom is very much of the, if he's a good man, you outweigh the good and bad and you stay there and you work it out, you know what I mean? So it's like my last ex, my mom thinks I should have fought more for that because she really loved him. Like, she thought he was a great man. And
is
he
that
was.
The 8-year one or the 5-year one?
The 5-year one. Okay. She thought he was a great man, which he is. I'm not going to take that away. But it wasn't for me. That's it. And my mom just sees it like.
And I mean, people also do grow apart.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
People grow apart because you learn new things. And as you learn new things, then you start realizing that what you like changes. Mm-hmm. And then it's like all of a sudden you've changed. What you like has changed. But they haven't changed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of couples like fail. But I also think that, you know, if that was to happen to you and you're in a committed relationship, I think that it warrants a conversation and at least one session of couples therapy. Because if there's a chance to hope to like save it, then go ahead, because it's, you know, feelings are involved, lives are involved. So it's like,
yeah,
you try and then you don't have to regret that you didn't try enough. You know what I'm saying?
And then if it still doesn't work, then it doesn't work. I don't live with that regret that I didn't try, you know. Were there issues on my part? Absolutely. I'm not perfect. I wasn't a perfect woman to him. I met his basic needs as far as like what a quote unquote wife should be, because he never complained about that. But he wanted to change too much of really who I was in the core, when you was okay with it, you met me that way. For example, right. He used to call me social butterfly. That bothered him. Mm. You know what I mean? He was jealous. Like, things bothered him that it was to the extreme. And he was too stubborn to want to work on those things. And eventually, like, I really am, like, a Pisces. Like, what do you do when you try to hold the fish? They'll fucking jump right off, right out your hand. Like, for real. I'm like that. Like, listen, don't try to suffocate me too much.
Yeah, he was never going to change. So for him, it would have never worked.
Absolutely. So for my mom, it was like she felt like I was the one that needed to change. Fuck whatever he had to work on. It was me because I'm the woman. I got to submit to my man and, you know, you've got to change your ways. You've got to work it out. You've got to do this. You don't want to be jumping from man to man and you don't want to be doing it. So because back then I
our
refused
parents
to work
give
on
terrible
me.
Advice.
Right. So because I guess I, not that I was refusing to work on me or on the relationship, but because I kind of just was like, yo, I can't do this anymore. My mom was like, yo, you're fucking difficult. Like, can't work with you. You don't want to work on it. So whatever. But it's been a long time already since I've been single. I've had a lot of reflecting and, you know, I've grown up quite a bit and I'm still growing up, you know.
I love and that I for us.
I do.
I love that there's always some, you know, more room to grow, to improve.
There's
I love
always,
that.
Always.
I hate people that are just like, this is who I am and that's it. Like, no, nigga, go do something. Like, you could be great. Like, you're great at this. Why don't you work on that so that you can be greater?
I don't think you truly mature till you hit that, like, that part of your life where you realize that change is a good thing and you're constantly evolving and that's okay.
Yeah. It also comes with a lot of anxiety, let me just tell you, because that's where I am. And the anxiety, bro. It's insane. It's so much. And I guess that this is where your mind tricks you because it's like, it's so bad that it really almost convinces you to not do the things that you want to do because you're so afraid of that change. So you're literally fighting yourself. Like, you have to fight that and you have to, like, go for it anyway because who knows?
Man,
that's why we should go play the lottery this week because I've been seeing a whole lot of numbers. A
lot of angel numbers.
Lots.
I know.
So we should play.
So I'm going to bring it back when we were talking about, like, you know, dating older and stuff like that. And then you were talking about putting in the age difference. I wanted to talk about this and bring it up on the pod. The whole, like, you know, the... this girl is pregnant, Drea, right?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about that a little bit because it's been, there's a frenzy. Oh, wait. Happy International Women's Month.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The month of March. Last Friday was International Women's Day, but the month of March is International Women's Month. So
beautiful.
Beautiful thing. Women are beautiful. So last Friday, she announced that she's expecting with her 22-year-old boyfriend, basketball player, Jaylen Brown. I believe it's Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Green is someone else. Listen, don't judge me, guys. I don't know sports. But because there is a Jaylen Green and there's a Jaylen Brown. But her man, I believe, is Jaylen Brown. So Drea is 39 years old. Jaylen Green is her man.
Oh, Green.
Yeah. 22 years old, February 9th. Aquarius. Interesting. And Drea is, I believe, 39 years old. She's also an Aquarius, January 23rd. Yeah, so she's 17-year difference between the two. She's pregnant due in May.
That's a whole person.
Her son is also 22 years old.
That's insane. You know, I was... did I say that? I was saying that about how, like I would date older, but I wouldn't want to date somebody who had children like my age.
You said that today.
I said that today, right? But
today.
It wasn't on the mic.
No,
it was when we were talking.
We were just talking. Okay.
I'm like, I knew I said, but I wasn't sure if I said it on the pod. Anyway, so yeah, so I wouldn't want to date somebody who has children my age. because I just feel like it would be really uncomfortable for everyone. And I think that, you know, discomfort and the awkwardness of the situation would eventually kill the relationship. I just think that it's too much. For the kid, it's too much because it's like if my dad was to go and get himself a 35-year-old girlfriend, it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, ew.
Right.
And it's same for, like, the dad will probably be like, oh, yeah, this is great, but
he's a kid himself. Like, he's just getting into the league.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just not even, like, his life hasn't even started.
At all.
And she already lived two lives. Mm-hmm. Broke Drea and rich Drea.
And then her wholeness was... I want to play this clip that I actually saw. I actually found on Twitter that was posted that day.
You're dating. You see, like, do you want any more kids or are you done?
Oh, yeah, I want more kids.
Like, how many?
Like one, I think.
So, like, the person you're dating, you see, like, a future with them?
No, that pause.
I think the question you were asking me is if I wanted more kids, and I feel like I want more kids, and yeah. I feel like at this point in my life, right,
yeah,
the relationship is amazing to have, right? But that's not what I'm basing having a kid on, because right. I'm very non-traditional. Yeah. I feel like you can co-parent without being in a relationship. Maybe just two people say, hey, you want a kid? I want a kid. Let's just have a kid. And like, let's just
really?
See.
So you would
I'm very
that?
Like free spirit. I'm very open and just.
Okay.
That's wait. Not free first spirit.
First of all, how many kids does she have now?
She has one.
That's it? Just the one big kid?
I believe so. I believe she only has one, yeah.
Oh, that's probably why she wants more. But also the co-parenting thing without being together, that reminded me of Grey's, Sloane and Callie.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they were doing.
Oh, she has two. The one she's pregnant with has her third. It's her third child she's expecting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's her third child.
She probably wants a girl.
That's what she's having. She's pregnant with a girl. I just feel like, why do you, I don't feel like, I'm going to say a broken home, because it ends up being a broken home if you have a child and you guys split up or whatever, right? Fine, you co-parent. But why do you plan on that? Like, why do you plan on that situation?
Fear.
Like, all right, yeah, you all right, you want to care? I want to care. All right, fine. I feel like that happens, like.
I don't think this kid wanted a kid. I really don't think that this kid wanted a kid.
I hate to say this. I honestly do feel, I don't know.
She used them for a baby?
Absolutely. Meal ticket. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. She already has that reputation. Mm. You know what I mean? She already has that reputation. I feel like that's a fucking, like, it's a meal ticket. Come on. If you wanted to have fun with a 22-year-old, just have fun. I still find it weird, but hey, do you, right? But to actually want to have a child with a man that's the same age as your son, I feel like that shit is weird. I feel it's creepy.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I just, and then there were some, I don't know how true is this, but they were saying that she used to babysit him.
Oh, nah, see?
Like, she used to babysit him, or his son and her son used to play together. I mean,
yeah, see, shit like his that.
Son, he and him and her son used to play together or that's, something like that.
That's just wild.
That's crazy. That's crazy to
awful.
Me.
Awful.
And I hate the fact that, like, women kind of, like, don't get called out on that shit enough. Because I've seen, like, some weird shit. You know what I find weird? I'm going to say this. You know what I find weird? And we tend to do that shit a lot in the Hispanic community. Like, when you see a little boy and you be like, oh, isn't it chulo? Or, like, saying, like, that little, you know, like, he's cute. Or he's going to be a heartbreaker when he grows up. Or, like, kissing him. Like, I've seen all that shit. And I find that shit super, super, super weird. Like, why do you kiss somebody else's son? I can understand mother and son. Why you kiss somebody else's son in the mouth?
I don't know. I don't do lips.
Yeah.
I kiss my kids on the lips all the time.
But you're their mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, like, somebody else was to come and just be like, kiss your kids. Like, I don't, yeah. You're losing your lips, bitch. Why are you kissing my son on the mouth? Like, absolutely fucking not. That's not something my mom ever did with me or anybody from my family. Like, you know what I mean? But I just think that it's just weird. Bitch, get somebody your own age and have a kid with them.
You know what it is? That would probably come with Matt. You know what? She was really strategic about this because listen to this.
Uh-oh.
She knew the boy already from before, like, whatever, when he was younger. She saw how much success he was getting or doing or whatever the verb is. And then she also thought, like, basically, she can mold him to be the kind of father that she needs for him to be.
That's creepy.
There is predatory. So much strategy on this right now. Like, I don't know. She probably figured it, you know, nobody's going to notice. Nobody's going to care. Mm. But, bitch, we care. And look at us figuring out your whole life.
Let me ask a question. You have a 19-year-old daughter, shout out to Josh, she's been on this pod multiple times. What is an age that she would date that you would be like, girl, what are you doing?
I would hate to see her date anybody past 30.
Okay.
She's 19. She don't, listen, man, that girl. She's 19 anybody? Going on 15.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so a 30-year-old. Yo, let me give you a story. So one time when I was 18, I remember, I'm going to give the story from what I remember. So I remember being 18 and I was visiting. I already was like out of my house. I was not living with my mom. I went to go visit my mom or whatever. And I was walking past this barbershop. There was always so many cuties in that barbershop or hanging outside, whatever. I passed by the barbershop and this guy came out, you know, real New York style, hey, bye, whatever, whatever. He came out the barbershop and he came out to talk to me or whatever, to stop me because he saw me walking by. And come to find out, he worked at the barbershop. He was a barber there, whatever, whatever. He told me he was 21. I'm like, all right, we got each other's numbers or whatever. I don't remember how, I don't know if I called him. We ended up linking up. So he was like, come to my house or whatever. He only lived like maybe like 3 blocks from my mom. So the next couple of days, like I went to his house or whatever. I didn't fuck him, but you know, we kissed and shit like that, and touchy feely, whatever. And he told me he was 21. So he went to the bathroom or whatever. And me being my nosy self, I looked in his wallet. That was on the dresser. He was 31.
Oh, damn.
He was 30. Now, I was real about my age. Like, I'm 18. Now, what the fuck would you see in me, an 18-year-old girl?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, besides this big old ass.
Well, that's probably what he saw.
But I'm giving you, being a 30, you can legit really have. Like, can you have, could he have had a daughter my age? No.
At 31? No.
Oh, okay. Maybe if you had a kid at 15, a son. Well, not
no,
even.
No, not even.
Not even, no. But still, like, what do you see in me? To fuck? Like, an innocence to me? Like, oh, you know, she's not really touched or whatever.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
It's creepy.
But I, now that I think about it, so...
In the moment, I didn't think about how creepy it was. I was just like, yo, he fucking lied. Like, I was out. I didn't see... I never saw him or spoke to him again.
So... All right, going back to me liking older men or whatever when I was younger, my husband was 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So, and I was 18 when I met him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like the same thing. It almost made me feel a little hypocritical when I was like, I wouldn't want to see Jazz with somebody else, because then it also reminded me about that 47-year-old that I slept with when I was 18. But I just slept with him, that's it.
But it's not hypocritical because you don't listen. I've done shit that I'm like, yo, oh no. I've done shit. Sorry about that, guys. I've done shit that if I was to have children, just because I did it don't mean that I want them to do it. Like, I don't give a fuck. I did it. I don't want you to do it. Like,
yeah, I guess that's true. That's true.
And I don't give a fuck, you know, how hypocritical that sounds to my, like, child.
I feel like this generation as a whole is kind of malleable. Like, they're gullible. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell them whatever and they believe it and they run with it too, super confident. And they don't realize how dumb they're being. So for somebody like that to meet a 40 whatever year old, mm-hmm. it's like, it's mega grooming. Yeah. Because they're an adult, but not really.
No, but I feel like that's something that it really, it's always been super creepy, but now it's when you're realizing it, how creepy it really is. Because not for nothing, my dad was 13 years older than my mom.
My dad was 20 years older than my mom.
And my mom was like 17. My mom was underage on some real shit when they met.
Yeah, mommy was 17 too.
And even though my mom tries to say like, oh, you know, I was mature for that age. Everybody that my mom hung out with was like in their 30s and she was 17. Still doesn't make it right. You were still underage. Right. But that was something that it was kind of like done in the community, like in the Hispanic community. Like, you're older, it didn't matter. Like,
the older guy thing was always
a thing. The older guy thing was a thing.
I mean, it always was. It kind of always was, FaceTime if you think video. About it.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Back-to-back calls, like, get the point. That was a thing. It was a thing, and it did, just because it was a thing doesn't make it right. It's morally wrong. Even if, right, he's of age, because I've seen a lot of comments where people are saying, yo, he's 22, he's grown, he's a grown man. Morally, it's wrong. Like, what the fuck? You can have anybody. You're a beautiful woman. You don't even look 39 years old.
Right.
You might be a little dumb, because I do think that you're a little dumb, but whatever. That's neither here or there. You're still going to get fucked.
Her neck says 39. The rest of her doesn't.
But, you know, come on now. Like, nobody put him onto game. Where's his dad? Where's his sisters?
Right.
Yo, because I spot somebody trying to be some funny shit with my brother, my younger brother. Like, I'm going to be like, what are you doing? Yeah, he's grown, but bitch, the fuck out of here. You gotta get through me to get to my brother.
Like, he's grown, but he's not grown, so go away.
Yeah, like, now I don't want to say his life is done for, because he's, you know, he's rich or whatever, but now then, you got him for 18 years. Have one of your kids got you for 18 years? You're a dummy.
No, and then it goes back to like what I was saying, her strategy, because she can make him whatever kind of dad she needs him to be, because he's so young and he probably won't know better. Other than whatever the dumb friends his age will tell him. And I'm not saying that he's dumb. I'm really not. No, I'm he's just
dumb. It's okay, baby. He's dumb.
I just think that he's not well informed. I really think that that's all it is lack of information. I take pride in how honest I am with my kids, because I don't want them going out into this cruel ass, disgusting ass world unprepared.
Facts.
So I always tell them the truth, and I always, like, I try to point out, like, what the consequences are going to be. Because we can't be out here looking stupid. Like, no.
This is what it is, and this is what it might be if you don't make the right decisions. Because, shit, to be real, mom ain't always going to be around to hold your hand and guide you through it. So you better learn now. And I wish my mom would have been like that. My mom tried to shelter me from so much that when I got out there and saw shit, I was super gullible and super naive, and I had to learn the hard way, and I had to fall on my ass plenty of times, and I had to figure shit out for my fucking self, for real.
Me too.
And my mom was not the type to be like, oh, come in. Yeah. Nope. You Mine went out either. There. You decided to be out there. You be out there and you fucking learn. And
it's crazy.
You fall, you get yourself back up.
Until I was with David, like, seriously, that's when my life has some type of structure. Mm-hmm. And like before that, oh my God, it was just like bad decision after bad decision.
But you see why it was so easy though? Because of the age difference, and it was easy to like structure you. You know what I mean? No, I totally get it.
Let me tell you.
You were brand new to that. So
he swept me off my feet. And it was, you know, it was a really rough time for me at the time. So it's like, okay, here's this man making my life easy. And, you know, I was apprehensive at first because, you know, and everybody's like, oh, but he has money. Just take his money. And I'm like, I don't do that. I need to do that. I don't do that. Because, I still don't do that. And I need to start doing
that. Well, that's because in us, in women, a lot of time our parents are pushing us to be with somebody that can provide. Like, that's kind of like embedded in us.
Yeah, not especially anymore.
Latinas, like, yo, you have to go after the men that provide. Oh, yeah, he's going to sleep around. Don't worry about that. He's doing for you. He put a roof over your head. He's putting food on the table, taking care of the family. Don't worry about those other women. Like, that's really how we're fucking raised.
Right. Like, that you can give up that one night a week. It's okay.
You can give up. Yeah. What does he do? The most that he's doing is sleeping with other women. Oh, so what? He's coming home to you. He's taking care of you. He's taking care of your kids. And that is really how it is.
That's terrible, terrible advice. So for whoever's listening that has given that advice or plans to give that advice to somebody they know, please don't fucking do that. Mm-hmm. That's awful advice. You're setting your friend or family member or whatever, you're setting them up for a lifetime of depression and self-image issues. So don't do it. Don't do it.
Just fuck him with your husband, all right? That's it. That's my advice now. And Dory rolls her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's wild. I mean, if this is something that she strategically planned on, what you'd say, I think that it's, she's not thinking about her kids. She's not thinking about that man.
She's not. And
what she could be possibly ruining him in some way.
She's not thinking about anybody but herself.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, like, this is what I want, and I'm going to get it. And she's going to get it with extra benefits. It's wild, but it's true.
I don't even remember her being pregnant. It's like, I don't keep up with these bitches no more. I'm sick of them. There's so many of these Instagram bitches and too much love and hip-hop fucking...
There's a lot of y'all shit out there.
Yeah, everybody's an influencer, and they got something, and own a boutique and do something.
Please go shopping at my Etsy boutique. I will be selling pictures of my feet.
I am sick. Everybody got a link in bio. Everybody, I'm sick of them. Nothing different.
Don't come for the link in bios because I have my
shit. Blog. We got a link in bio. I'm sick of going to the link in bio and it's the same shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, I sell hair or I do nails. Or I fucking do lashes.
Oh, now these $1,500 barbers.
I sell waist trainers. Or I have shakes. Or what else is there?
Oh my God. You remember Herbalife?
Yeah.
How it like took over the fucking world?
Yeah. That was the Latino that was Slim Fast.
It was so annoying. So annoying.
Herbalife is a cult. Yo. They are also a cult.
Yeah. I think so, too.
And I always used to feel some type of way where they would just come up to me like, oh, you interested in Herbalife? What are you saying? I'm fat? Fuck out my face, bitch. I know I don't want Herbalife. I want to keep my liver intact.
That's wild.
Yeah, because that shit fucks up your fucking liver and shit. And I'm good.
So does drinking. But at least drinking's fun.
Right. At least I get some great benefits and I feel great after a night of drinking. Fuck I get with this Herbalife shit. Diarrhea? Get out of my face. They be having conventions and shit. Yo.
They do retreats and stuff.
The fucking Jim Jones is going on here? I feel like
every person I know at some point either sold it or endorsed it or just recommended it. Every single person I know,
got into it. And then they be walking around with a little pin. Ask me how to lose 10 pounds. What?
Yeah, no.
Bitch, just go through heartbreak like all of us do. Get your heart broken and get in shape in 3 months. Shit.
That's wild.
It's the best diet. It's the best fucking diet out here. Girls, you want to lose 20 pounds before the summer? Get your heart broken.
And stay home for like a month.
And stay home, cry it out.
You're going to lose that weight in tears.
Right.
So be prepared.
It's going to be all water weight.
Yo, facts.
Pee and tears. But you're going to look your best and live your best life this summer.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's what Shorty's going through after that video. Oh, his Instagram password. After that video went off, she went home to fucking cry. That's what she did.
She probably like, I ain't even mean that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll take your shirts back to my house.
Fuck that password, babe. I don't really need it. I don't really want it.
Lies.
Come back.
And boot that.
Just to fight with him about it again in 2 weeks. The same password.
I don't know.
Why are we like this?
Because we are.
Why are we like
this? And because they deal with it and they let us.
They low-key be liking that shit. That's what it is. If you stop dealing with our toxicity, then we would be like, try to cut down, try to cut back.
Right. Don't encourage it. You know what I think it is also, too? I think there's a lot more broken people now.
That there's and broken people, or you think a lot of people realizing that they're broken?
No, I think that there's just a lot of broken people. There's a lot of people who don't realize how broken they are. But that aids the toxicity and keeps the cycle going. If it wasn't for those people, then the cycle will stop.
You know what my therapist told me? You know what she told me last week? Because I would like ask her, like, why does...
Yo, guys.
When something seems so good, why do I have to bring chaos to it? And she said, because chaos is my safe space.
That's wild. It is mm-hmm. for me, too. I thrive in chaos. I say it all the time. Yeah. I thrive in chaos. And when things are going good and it's quiet, I'm super anxious. My anxiety is like times a thousand. Mm-hmm. Because it's like I'm comfortable, but I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because whenever there's good time, it always feels like it's a setup. That's fucking insane.
It is.
It's awful.
It's I just awful looked at how she said that like...
It's such an awful feeling. So I was going to say, side note, I hate my therapist. So if you have recommendations, send them my way. My insurance is Blue Cross.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, she said chaos is my safe space. She said I need to start getting comfortable
with being uncomfortable
with chaos.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I wrote about that. Comfortable with being uncomfortable. Go see it. It's on my blog, silentconfessions.com. Why everything I Shameless say sounds plug. Like an ad.
Shameless plug. Now available at silentconfessions.com.
No, for real. There's a lot of good shit on my blog, guys.
So now I'm at that point in my life where I am attempting to be okay with things being okay. Things being good.
Like, it's insane.
Leave it alone. It's good. Stop touching it.
Right. Which is why I did what I did today. I skipped therapy today. And she was mad at me because I was skipping therapy. And I told her I had a good day. I hate my therapist. It's going to put a damper on my day.
But that's why. Because and I you wanna, don't like your therapist. But if you like, for example, when I saw my therapist last week, I was good. So sometimes I feel like I don't have anything to say. So I kind of just start looking for things because I'm like, all right, I had a good week. So then she'll start to nitpick at certain things and then that'll kind of bring up a conversation about something. You know?
She's a good therapist.
Yeah.
She's a really good therapist because that's their job. It's what they're supposed to do. See, my therapist, the last time I saw her, I didn't really have much to say because I was already dreading the call anyway. And then she wouldn't bring up like anything. She wouldn't even make like small talk. There were just all these awkward silences of me trying to fill with my fucking trauma. Like, bitch, you're here to help me. And then when I would ask a question, she would kind of like repeat the question and then not really answer it.
Is she young?
And then when I would like say things like when I would have like an aha moment, she would be like, see, it's great. You're doing great. Like,
Bitch, I'm falling apart. What do you
what
mean
the
I'm
fuck
doing
fuck you
great?
Talking about? I'm not doing great, nigga. If I was doing great, I wouldn't be seeing your ass. Just saying.
And because she's brand new too, she should be trying to like
Right, like she should be trying to engage.
Engagement, yeah. Try to build, and also try to build a repertoire between you two. Because she's brand new to you, so she doesn't know you.
Right, like I would have thought, okay, so me as a therapist, this is what I would do. I'm getting a new patient that's being, you know, basically given to me because another person is leaving the practice. That means that you have hours of sessions there. Like a lot of information, a lot of whatever, like the way that I talk, the way I emphasize certain words. Like you should have picked up on all of that stuff. You should have like read my file cover to fucking cover, because as a therapist, you should know how hard it is to start over and have to say it all of that shit again.
It's like opening up old wounds. You know?
It's fucking terrible. Hard. It's hard. So it's like, why wouldn't you want to make the transition a little easier by already knowing some things?
So you started with this new therapist and she knew nothing?
Like she knew nothing. Nothing.
That bitch didn't read your file.
She knew nothing. And then it's like having to explain to her like who everybody is when I know that it's all documented in the system. Like, come on.
That's rough.
I miss Alexa. Alexa knew everything. She knew who Jasmine was. She knew how Jasmine was. She knew the kids, like... She knew who I was fucking and she didn't judge and she would just ask me about the other one.
So who is it this week? Yeah, I do. I really do like my therapist. This is why I like them older. My therapist is older, so she is seasoned. She's seasoned. She's been married. She, you know, she was married for a very long time.
That's how my first one was.
Yeah.
My first one was great because she was great at pushing me. Like, I think if she would have stuck around after maybe 2-3 years of therapy, I would have been good. I would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then she fucking left. And then Alexa was young. Alexa was 24, I think. But she had it in her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at first it was, you know, like
she probably had been through some things, like
maybe,
you know? That also helps,
I guess. But she cared, you know, like she wanted to know what I had to say,
mm-hmm.
and why I did the things that I did. And she was really good at bringing me back to certain points, like, hey, wait, you just said this and this and this. Why do you think that
means she's listening?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not like this fucking boring ass bitch. I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
hard.
Sure that you're a very nice person. You're just not my person.
Okay. I think it's yeah, it's important to find a good therapist, and it might take a few tries. It's taken me quite a few tries. Yeah. Because unfortunately I had this situation where like they would leave and then they wouldn't say it. I'm like, I'm here because I have abandonment issues. How can you just pick up and leave and not tell me? So that would make me feel away, because then when I have another therapist, I have to open up, and then it takes me a few sessions to open up. So it's a lot to work with, but I'm very happy with mine right now. Thank God that, you know, she's good, and we're already at that place where it's like when we start,
it's comfortable.
It's comfortable, right? And
I love that.
And I'm looking forward.
I'm so happy for you.
I look forward to Thursdays because I'm like, oh yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't see her because it would be a conflict of interest.
I know.
Oh well.
But yeah, anything else? That listen, guys. I know that we've been gone. But we recently made our 4-year Gwan. Ladies Pitch just celebrated its 4-year pod anniversary.
Aw.
Oh, man. We've been through ups and downs on this podcast. Ups and downs, co-hosts, arguments, love, conflict. Been through it all on here. Started this podcast a little bit before the pandemic. Really didn't think it would be on year 4, but here we are, still standing strong. Listen, I wanted to start a podcast long before I actually did. And it just so happened that when I met Lexi, it was like we both wanted it. You know what I mean? And we were just like, one day, just like,
Let's just do it.
Fuck it. Let's do it. And then the pandemic happened and we still made it happen through the pandemic. And we met people along the way. And I made friends along the way. And it's been great. Like, it's been a wild ride. Like, literally a wild ride. But, you know, made friends, lost some, had, you know, quote unquote pod beef, pod love, and it's been a hell of a experience and journey. And you know, I appreciate the people that's been riding out with Ladies Pitch the past 4 years, the people listening, and
air horns for them.
Yes, this is for y'all. And so thank you guys as always for riding out with us and listening to our bullshit, our drama, our trauma, and our love, because yeah, that's what we're here for. 100% transparency.
Wow. Too much transparency.
Maybe sometimes. Too much at times. Maybe too much bullshit. But it's all love always. You guys know what to do. Like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Ladies Pitch is on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Dory, my beautiful forgetful fish. Want to close it off with anything?
Yes. I am reading It Starts With Us by Colleen Hoover. And it's the second book to It Ends With Us. The first one was It Ends With Us. And I'm reading It Starts With Us. And the main character, her name is Lily, and she has a daughter, and she names her daughter Dory. And I just got to that part in the book where her name is Dory, and I love it so much more now because my name is in it.
Okay. All right. Since you know what, since you're going to recommend a book, I'm going to recommend an Audible. It is a book, but I've listened to the Audible, and I've had it in mind a few times to actually bring it up on the pod, and I always forget.
And you should try that.
It's called The Body Keeps the Score: Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So it's basically just saying like how we go through certain traumas in life and how our body never forgets about that trauma. Even though our mind can forget about it and we put it to the back of our mind, the body will always remember and it'll always remind you. Maybe and it'll remind you through the triggers that you encounter.
That sounds like an amazing book. I think that we should start. Let's start a Ladies Pitch book club.
Let's do it.
I can read all the crappy stuff, and then you could read all the good stuff. You could listen to all the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I do audibles.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. I love reading. I'm a nerd.
I'm at that old stage where I do audibles.
I had something to say, and I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Let's start it. We can recommend a book at the end of the episode.
All right. So for now,
let us know.
My recommendation is It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover.
And mine is The Body Keeps the Score. Who is it by? Hold on. I don't want to see you guys wrong. Start looking for it. It is by Bessel van der Kolk, MD. It's a doctor. Psychologist, actually.
Okay. Yeah. French?
I don't know.
Sounds could French. Be. Mm. Who knows? But apparently he's good at what he does.
Yeah, it's a really good book. All right, guys, so this is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. Let us know what you guys think about this episode.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's coming up. It's your girl, Haiti Baby, signing out.
It's your girl, Dory. Talk to you next time.
Adios.